Turn to Psalm 31. I love this song. On Sunday, make sure you invite a lot of your friends. You know, give us a word that is just going to transform your life forever and ever and ever and ever. But tonight, we're just going to do a psalm. So, not really starting any. I will start a new series on Sunday. Praise the Lord. It blessed me and it's going to bless your life. All right, Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Our trust must be in the Lord. Everything fails. Everything fails. But God never fails. Sometimes it looks like he fails because most of us, we've asked him for things. We've prayed and we've made a request that the answer never came when we needed it. So it looks like he failed. But God never fails. Somebody shout hallelujah. I mean, but who has never had a prayer that's not been answered? Every human being have prayer that they've not answered. You ask God over and over, it looks like he didn't hear me. But he heard. He said, I cried unto the Lord, unto his holy hills, and he heard me. He heard me. But we want the answer and solutions to come. So when you have not seen the solution, trust him. Be like Job, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Somebody shout hallelujah. It can't get worse than Job. You can have all your children die. I think 10 children, 7 sons, 3 daughters. You can check. Somebody can check that out. Job 1, chapter 1. Let's see how many children. 10. Yeah, 10. 7 sons and 3 girls, right? 10 children. You can't have 10 children die in one day and still want to praise the Lord. Even one is like game over. No parent wants to outlive their children. They want their children to bury them. But here's Job burying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And he's still saying, I'm still going to praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need to connect with that kind of faith in God. When little things happen to us, we quit. God, I don't trust you anymore. You know, our attitude shows God we don't trust him. We might not verbalize it, but what we do shows. Say, Lord, I trust you tonight. Not only did he lose 10 children, he lost all his properties. He's the best man, well known. Everybody greets him. Everybody loves him. Suddenly, same moment, nobody likes him anymore. How would you like to not have friends anymore that likes you? And the 3 that's left, that's supposed to be your best friends, they're even worse. They talk nye, negative all the time in your ear. It's your fault, Job. It's your fault. It's this, it's this, it's that, it's that. They're of no help. How about all the people he helped in his city? Where did they go when his calamity shows up? He said, even though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Is that in your Bible? This is the God we're talking about. So when we say I will trust him, this is what we mean. We don't trust him only in good times. We trust him in bad times. All his houses and his children's houses. All his cattle, all his gold, all his silver, everything gone. His health was gone. The Bible says his health was so gone, Job, he became black. I'm wearing a black shirt tonight. He became this color. There's no human being that is this color. We have dark skinned people, but they're never this color. Can you see the shirt against my skin? Right? There's difference between here and here. Somebody shout hallelujah. He can see everything he looks around is bad. Even though he slay me, here will I serve. Can you say that same word for you and your household? Even though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Yet will I trust him. This is David going through all kinds of things. Psalm 31, here's David saying, King David, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Yes, David, king. Top position in the land. This is the same David that slain the Goliath. This is the same David that used his bare hand to kill lion, to kill a bear. This is the same David that has been crowned king instead of Saul. This is the same David that everybody is singing his praise. Saul has slain his 1,000, and David how many? His 10,000. And suddenly calamity came into his household. His son that he loved so much, Absalom, decided to usurp his throne. Overthrow him. He gives love to his son. His son gives what? Pain to him. Threw him, outthrown him. This is the same David. One of his sons rapes his daughter. Siblings. Incest taking place in his household. Another of his sons slept with his wife. Is this the same David that God say he loves? And a man after his own heart. A man that God has guaranteed that his throne, upon the throne of David, there will always be a king. We always sit upon the throne. It doesn't look like it. It looks like game over. Somebody say the game is not over. He that sits upon the throne is still in charge of my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the same David that took another man's wife and embarrassed. He said, let me not be ashamed. But he did a shameful thing. Everybody knew it. Set the man Uriah to go, took Bathsheba, belonged to Uriah, stole another man's wife, set him up in a battle front so that he can be killed. Was Uriah killed? Yes. Did the prophet come and say, you're the bad guy? Yes. But did God forsake David? No. If you cry to God today, no matter what's happening in your household, there's going to be a change. Somebody say, my God will never allow me to be ashamed. It might look like shame is all around you, but God will not allow you to be ashamed. He is my deliverer. Say, Lord, deliver me in your righteousness. Deliver me in your righteousness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 2. Bow down. I'm reading Psalm 31. We won't do a lot. We'll do a few. That few should be more than enough food for you for tonight. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. That word speedy means quickly. How many of you want to remain in the same chaotic situation for a long time? Not me. I like to get out now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. In a moment ago, I talked about Job and I talked about David. The end story of their life, they got Job got double of what he lost. So if he lost 10 children, what is double of 10? Everything double. Somebody shout hallelujah. If he lost his wealth, he got double. Everything was more. So when you're going through the process of pain, more goodness is coming your way. You just need to hang in there and put your trust in the living God. Talk about David. Did he get out of all that trouble, his household? Yes. Eventually his son Absalom died because he refused to repent. The Bible says Absalom was so handsome, he had no blemish. He has no wrinkle or blemish or spot on his skin. He had the most beautiful hair. His hair was longer than that of a woman. Just long, down, and full and shiny and very handsome and good looking. But I'll tell you, good looks is not as good. God blessed him. But that was not enough for him. He wanted what does not belong to him. May we repent of trying to take what does not belong to us. May God give us what belongs to us. What belongs to you will come to you. Nothing can stop it. It will meet you at the right time. Somebody shout hallelujah. If only he just waited, he would have gotten what he needed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 2. Psalm 31 verse 2. Bow down thy ear to me. Who is he praying to? God. God, bow down. Deliver me speedily. We need to ask God. Sometimes it looks like, God, you're too far away. Say, God, please come to me. That's what he's saying. Come to me. Have you seen children whispering in their father's ear or their mother's ear, trying to say something to only them? You can say, Daddy, God, come. I have something that's very important. There are times, there are some prayer requests that you can't even speak publicly. You got to tell God, please come to me. Let me speak to your ears. Can you tell God, please come to me? Let me speak to you. If you have private things that you think is too much, that you don't even want anybody, you can talk directly to him. Bow down your ear, O God, and let me say it to you. This is how humble our God is. Deliver me now, speedily. Whatever the issue is in your life that is too much for you, may you speak it directly to God's ear, and may God deliver you speedily, quickly, in the name of Jesus. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. Everybody in the time we live in, you're going to need God to save you. They begin to have all kinds of things. How do you stop a mosquito from flying? Now they have the Zika virus in some nations, especially in the South American nations. And now it's crossing over to some cities in the U.S. already. I'm not sure if we have any here in Canada yet, but there's been a couple in Canada. So you can stop those things, but you can ask God to be your rock. You can ask God to keep you in his shelter. So they can fly all they want to fly, but they don't have to bite you or your children. Somebody say, Lord, be my strong rock. Be the house of defense for me and my household to save me. You don't have to fear. When you hear those things, don't be afraid. We have mosquitoes here. You know they don't need passports to travel. They fly anywhere they want to fly to. But they have their own food. They have their job to do in the earth. You are not part of that job. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I'm not food for mosquitoes. They have their own food. So you can command and go eat your food, not me. I talk to mosquitoes. I say, I'm your boss. You can't bite me. You got quiet. You should be saying, I'm your boss. You can't bite me. Mosquitoes have ears. They can hear. Everything that God has made that has breath can hear. Doesn't the mountain have ears? How do you tell a mountain, be thou removed? The mountain has ears. Everything God has made can hear. How do you tell a tree, be thou plucked out? The tree must hear you to be able to obey. If it can't hear you, it can't obey. Sickness have ears. Disease have ears. Poverty has ears. Everything has got ear. They cannot obey except they hear. It got really quiet. Don't park there too long. You can write it down, then take your time later and then meditate on that. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you say deliver me, there's another rock that is the rock of safety. That rock now opens, which is Jesus, and you can enter and be saved. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. The righteous do or run into it, and they are saved. Jesus is a solid rock. The rock that no storm can sink. House of defense. You're not just asking him to defend you. You say, create me that shelter. Say, Lord, create me the shelter. Right now, there are many nations that are in turmoil. People wake up, one day they have a house. They have properties. They have schools that their children go to. They have jobs that they go to. They have hospitals. They have shopping centers. Then suddenly there's chaotic situation. There is no more school. There is no more hospital. There is no more shelter. There's even no more streets to drive through. We just had an earthquake recently. I'm not sure which country now. Was it New Zealand or somewhere? Huh? Japan. Did you see the road? You had the mountain and the road was gone. There was another one. You can see the hills. And the road was just cut off. It's like sliced. You can slice it like sliced bread. There's no more road. Stuck. You can't go in. You can't come out. It's going to take at least a month to clear that out. To create a new road. To build another thing. So if you're on the other side, you're stuck. It's not like there is, if there is water, you can go on the boat and find a way out. But if that's the main road, then what? How are you going to feed? If somebody's going to have a baby and the hospital is on the other side, don't you need God? So we're not talking about stories. We're talking about begin to house yourself with the things of God. When crisis comes, you are not caught unawares. You are not part of that. In the name of Jesus. It is happening in our world. Our world is changing before our eyes. It's one crisis after the other. But the Christ who is above all crises, he is my Lord. And he is the Lord of my family. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, that's not my portion. Bible says you hear about it, but it never come nigh thee. So those things will never meet you. You will not be in that situation. If it's coming, the Lord will speak. He speaks all the time. So you have enough time to get out of that place. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Lord, build me a house of defense. Say amen. Say amen. Verse 3. Did I finish 3? Yes. Save me. Verse 3. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. The word lead and guide is basically the same thing. So you want him to lead you ahead, to be in front of you, and you want him to guide you. Because if he takes a step and this is the place of safety, what should you do? Step in the same place. Amen? So he leads, you follow. If he's leading this way, you don't start going this way. Say, Lord, lead me, and I'll follow you. Say, guide me. We need God's guidance. We cannot move around like blind people. The blind just lost their physical eye, but their spiritual eye is still alive. That's why you can see a blind person can still function. They can still find their way. Why? Because there's another guide inside them. Somebody shout hallelujah. A deaf person can still function because there's another ear within them. Say, Lord, guide me and lead me. Lead me and my household. He will lead you to a place of safety. He will lead you to a place of victory. He will lead you to a place of success. He will lead you to a place of divine health. He will lead you to a place of shelter from every evil. Somebody say amen. He said, pull me out of the net that they have laid secretly, privately for me. For thou art my strength. There are some nets that you are not aware of. It's there, it's invisible, and you just walk into it. Everything was fine. And then suddenly everything changed. Have you had sometimes everything is going so well? In your life, in your family, in everything, and then suddenly everything just turn around, and it looks like one bad thing after the other start happening. Has that happened to anybody? I hope they are not liars. Yes, it's happened to every household. Let me ask again: has that happened to anybody? I'm putting my hand up because it's happened. Everything's just fine. Even Jesus is in the boat, having a good sleep, good rest. They're going to go on the other side of the sea of Galilee. What happened? Did the storm show up? The disciples are all screaming, Jesus, how can you sleep? Carest thou not that we perish in this storm? Storm can show up even when Jesus is there. But Jesus has the solution. You must have the solution before the storm shows up. Jesus was not saying, oh, what did I do? What to do? Oh, let me call Pastor. Let me call Pastor Father God. He knew what to do. What did he say to the storm? Peace, be still. You mean storm have ears? Next time there is a storm in your house or in your family or in your city or at your job, at your business, what should you be doing? Open up your mouth and speak. Peace, be still. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. If Jesus had to speak to the storm, then who do you think you are? You speak. Somebody say, I'm a speaking spirit. You must learn to speak. You must have all these solutions inside you before it happens. When the crisis comes, it's too late. The disciples, they did not have it, so they did not know what to do. But Jesus had it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I'm not going to be ignorant ever again. I'm going to put the sword of the Spirit inside me and it will come out of my mouth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, every invisible net that they have set for me, that they have secretly laid, visible and invisible, the ones they have buried, the ones that I'm not aware of, that I suddenly find myself in, pull me out of it now. Pull me and my family out of it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is wickedness in high places, but God will not allow those nets to capture you. And it says even if they catch you, he will pull you out. Pull me, because David was already in the net. He was already in the net of adultery. God pulled him out. God pulled him out because he was able to have King Solomon. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The adulterous child he had out of it died. But God pulled him out. He had another child from Bathsheba. And that's King Solomon. The wisest man ever on earth. Other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. And God pulled him out that Solomon, King Solomon, was able to build the first temple of worship in the whole land of Israel, build a house of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. God pulled him out of the net that the same, I think that would have destroyed him, the thing that came out of it, the blessing that came out of that, was able to pray and the visible glory of God came down. Somebody shout hallelujah. Not just some people saw it. Everybody was around saw the glory of God. It looked like it's over. I say it's not over yet. Somebody say it's not over for me. It's not over for you. It's not over for you and your family. Whatever you're going through now, you're coming out. Somebody say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm out of the net. Because Almighty God has pulled me out. Somebody shout hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. You will have a testimony. And your testimony is going to be great. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me do a little bit more. Verse 5. Into thine hand. Part of verse 4 says, say, God is your strength. For thou art my strength. When you're going through anything, don't be weak. Begin to rejoice. Sing. Make up songs. You don't have to be the best singer on earth. Excuse me. Praise God. You don't have to be the best singer. You can sing. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is what? My strength. When you don't feel like being joyful, how does somebody that is hurting so badly, you tell them rejoice? It looks like you are insensitive to them. It looks, you know, somebody who's in so much pain, they just got bad, bad news. You say, rejoice. It's like, get out of here. Oh, you know, instead of saying, rejoice, you should be saying, oh, I feel sorry for you, baby. Let's cry together. What's the cry going to do for you? Is it going to set you free? Huh? You need solutions. You don't need another crying. You're already crying enough already. Now, the Bible says, cry with those who are crying. When they are mourning, mourn with them. Be there to comfort them and begin to tell them it is well. You're going to get out of this. Might not be what they want to hear at that time, but that's the answer. God will comfort and strengthen you. Strengthen you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These two will pass. The pain will gradually begin to leave. Because God said we should mourn. So God understands pain. If not, he wouldn't have brought solution to us. He said, comfort ye, my people. Amen? Somebody say, he says, comfort ye. No, it's comfort. Somebody shout hallelujah. Maybe next time you're not feeling so happy, joyful, make a cup of tea and remember, and then say comfort tea. But comfort, may God of comfort come and soothe your heart. Say, God, soothe my heart. Soothe my family's heart. Soothe my friends that are hurting. In the name of Jesus. Say, God, you are my strength. So why do you rejoice? As you begin to rejoice. Rejoicing means you jump up, you do what? You turn around. Have you seen children do it? They're always twirling. Next time, join them. That's joy. They're getting strong. A kid can twirl. You, an adult, try it for a while. You're going to fall down on the ground. You start getting dizzy. So everything is spinning. We forgot how to do it. We were once doing that. Bible says, rejoice. That's rejoice. Jump up, do what? Children can do that for so long. And then they finish, they start laughing. Why don't you copy them? No. Yeah, no. You want to twirl? She knows. She knows how to do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know why she said no? She said, we're telling their secrets. Because they know how to be joyful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you begin to do that, God begin to infuse you with strength. Say, lift your hand up and say, God, strengthen me. You need strength in every area of your life. God, strengthen me. Strengthen your life, your health, your family, your marriage, your children, your business, your finance, your health, your job, your career, your business, your ministry. May God strengthen you in every area. In the name of Jesus. Let the weak say, I am strong. Somebody say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Somebody shout hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Let me see if I can wrap it up up to verse 7. So let's do verse 5. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. That has redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. We see Jesus speaking this same verse. How many of you know Jesus read the scriptures? Somebody shout hallelujah. He read the scripture. When he was on the cross, and everything was laid on him, the sin of the whole world, and everything was so much on him, because Jesus is the Son of David. That's what the Bible calls him. Because God has established that the throne will never depart from the house of David. So Jesus has to come out of the house of David. Because he's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever and ever. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know? So when David was going through his own thing, he said, my spirit. The thing that is at risk when you are going through any problem is your spirit. Your spirit is trying to be broken. You need to ask God to strengthen your spirit. Give it to him so that your spirit cannot be broken. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's the highway that God takes to come into your heart. Your spirit is the access, spirit to spirit. God's spirit needs to come into your spirit. Say, into your hand. So when you're going through anything that's so hard, give your spirit to the living God. Jesus was going through the hardest time of his life. What did he do? He's the Redeemer. Here's David prophesying about his own problem and prophesying the same solution on our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." Now, who is Lord? Who do we call Lord? Who do we call truth? Was Jesus born here already? No, he is to be born later. But Jesus read the scriptures. When he was going through his own issue, what did he say? In Luke 23:46, he says, "Into thy hand." Let's look at that one quickly. I'm going to come back and finish up the psalm. I'm going to do up to maybe verse 7 and stop right there. What did I ask you to do? Luke 23? I think verse 46. Just stick something in your... I'm in 22. Look, 23. Look, 23, verse 46 says, "And when Jesus had cried..." Let me read from verse 42 to 46 so you can have a little bit of how it goes. "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me..." This is the thief talking to Jesus. "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Verse 44. "And it was about the sixth hour, there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour." What was happening in the earth? Darkness. Time of sorrow. Time of pain. "And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." So the scenario did not look good. It looks like game over, but the game is not over. Somebody shout hallelujah. It looks like all hope is gone. Even the temple, things are renting, invisible things are happening, earthquakes happening, darkness taking place in noonday. But God of God, the God we serve, he is alive and well. Now Jesus says, "Into your hand I commit my spirit." Here's David saying, "Into your hand I commit my spirit." And he gave up the ghost. But did Jesus die forever? No, he only died. He was laid to rest. The third day he did what? He rose again. Somebody shout hallelujah. The spirit was restored back. Would you commit your spirit back to the Lord so he can revive you when you need to be revived? Somebody say, "Lord, revive me again." Verse 6. Verse 5 says, "Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth." We are the redeemed of the Lord, and the Bible says we should do what? Say so. Verse 6, "I've hated them that regard lying vanities, vain things, but I trust in the Lord." You must hate lying, and you must hate vanities, vain things, things that are meaningless stuff. Just let them go. Say amen. So put your trust in God. "I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity." Oh, I like verse 8. "And hast not shut me up in the hand of thy enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room." Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly." Well, whatever is happening to you, doesn't matter how big. That word belly seems like the womb and a hollow. God can save you no matter how empty the whole place look like. He can come and rescue you. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, "God, rescue me from all my adversaries." And even adversities, any kind of trouble, turbulence, any type of pain, any type of things that seems to be against you, God will rescue you. He can see. He's not blind. He's not deaf. He's able. We sang a song tonight that he's what? Able. you must commit yourself and put your trust in him. Rise with me and let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They say, he will take my feet and he put me in a large room. There is a larger place that God wants to take you. Say, Lord, promote me and take me to that large place. Sometimes when your time of promotion comes, that place becomes so uncomfortable. And it looks so tight. It looks like you are cramped. God is getting ready to take you to your next dimension. Amen. Say, Lord, take me to the next dimension. Just carry my feet to that place. There is a feet that God can take to a higher place. May God take your feet to that higher place. God calls it, it's a large room. God, take me and my family to that large room. It's called the wealthy place. Psalm 66 says, he has taken me to a wealthy place. That's a large room. God's large room, man, is large. Say amen. Amen. Let us pray. And then we're going to give our offering. And then we'll close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We put no trust in man, but we put our trust in you. The arm of flesh we always feel, but your hand never fails. You are able to rescue us from any net. You are able to pull us out. King David says, if I lay my bed in hell, you will find me there. If I laid it in heaven, you will find me there. Wherever we are and our household are, find us and rescue us, Lord. Pull us out of every trouble. Pull us from every adversities. Pull us from the hand of the enemy. Pull us from everything that will hold us away from you. We commit our spirit into your hand. Let it always be revived by your spirit. Quicken us, O God, and we shall be quickened. We bless your name. Your word we have received tonight, let it now go to work in our lives. Let it prepare us for this journey of life, that we'll continue to have victory to victory, success to success, glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, pray for those that are sick that they be healed. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Every sickness and disease you have ears, we command you to leave God's people now. Come out from them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Death, sorrow, pain, sickness, disease, you have no power over them. The Lord is their portion in the land of the living. They are the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. Lord, we testify that your goodness has come. We thank you for good news. Those that are expecting good news, they receive good news. In the name of Jesus, every bad news we eradicate. It's not our portion. Every plan of the enemy, any net he has set, he falls into his own net. We are set free from the net of the enemy. Visible and invisible world, we are set free from it. In the name of Jesus, be free and walk in the freedom of God. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.